ಜಲಾಂಜನ ಕಲಾಪಯ ಸುರೋನ್ಮೇಲ್ಭಂಜನ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಬಯತಿ ಗಿರಿ ಯತ್ಪ್ರಭಾಸುರು ದೀನತಾ ಕಲ್ಪತರು ಪಿತಚರಿಂಚಿರಾತ್ಕರುಣಯಾವತೀರ್ಣಕಲಂ ಸಮರ್ಪಿತುಮನ್ನತೋದ್ಯವರಸಾ ಹರಿಪುರಟಸುಂದರದೃತೀ ಕಥಂ ವಸಂತಿ ಸದಾಹೃದಯಕಂದರಿ ಗುರುತುಮಾ ಸಚಿನಂದರು. ಶೃಣ್ಣತತ್ವ ಕಥಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗುಣತಶ್ಚ ಸಚೇಷಿತ ನಾತಿ ದೀರ್ಘೇನ ಕಾಲೇನ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಬಿಷತಿ ಹೊಡಿ. ವೈ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ನೇಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ a sadhu. The word Krishna enters into our ears. The pastimes of Krishna are the beauty of Krishna. All these things we must hear from a sadhu, and really through submission, when we hear this sound, the divine name, the transcendental sound, and this sound enters into my ears and enters the heart, then it will purify the heart. Uddham tvastva bhadrani. All sorts of sins, all sorts of dirty sins accumulated in my heart, it will be clear. To clear the heart, to clear the mind, there is no other process. Only the repetition of the divine name can easily, without any hard labor, without practicing any asanas or yoga abhyasa, nothing. Yama, niyama, all these rules we have to practice there. But now, Krishnanama, obediently, humbling and surrendering to the name, and if I hear the name, it will enter into my ears, and through my ears the heart the word goes inside and purifies the heart. When Parikshit Maharaj heard Bhagavatam from Sukadeva for 7 days, no other sadhan, only held Bhagavad. But that he gave up his food, even drinking water, and sleep and rest, continuously, 7 days, even the stoppage for 1 minute, when Sukadeva Goswami stops to give it to the king, because 7 days he is hearing, no food, no sleep, no water, he may be tired. That 1 minute he gives him rest, and that he says, no sir, don't give me rest, I am not suffering from food or sleep, nothing. I am happy. Mammo padatam pratijantu vipra गंगा से देवी भिगचित तमी से निजोपसृष्ट कह कर तक्ष गोवा गाय पलम गाय तो विश्व का था नौ लेट तक्ष का कम एंड बाइट मी और एनी अदर एनी मी कैन बाइट मी आई एम नॉट अफ्रेड ऑफ डेथ व्हाइल आई एम हियरिंग द भागवत फ्रॉम यू आई एम लिसनिंग द नेक्टार आई हैव स्वॉलोड द नेक्टार एंड नेक्टार एंटर्ड इनटू माय ईयर्स देन हाउ डेथ टू डेथ कम्स आई एम नॉट अफ्रेड ऑफ डेथ गंगा तो देवी भगवती गंगा देवी दिया वेरी नियर टू द प्लेस सुकरथल मुजफ्फरपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट बिहार स्टेट ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ गंगा वी परफॉर्म्ड फास्टिंग सेवन डेज व्हाई ही हैड स्टार्टेड फास्टिंग they went to hunt the animal in the forest and he was very much tired he came to an ashram where he expected some water but this ashram proprietor is sitting in meditation Barikit Maharaj has come Though Maharaj has come, though he asked a little water to drink, he never held the world, could not respond to his request. Then Maharaj became little angry. Why is he? I am the king of this place, and due to my protection, Please, they are performing penance. There is no harm to them. Nobody can do any harm to them. But to an ashram, I have come for little water. But I could not receive a glass of water. Well, it is all God sent. No, he felt angry. And while returning, he saw there, at a distance, one dead body of a serpent is there. So, with the arrow, he lifted it and put it up his stomach, his stomach, son of Sringer, on his neck. Went away. Meanwhile, the child of that rishi was playing with other boys, and when he came, other boys came here, they saw a dead serpent is there around the neck of his father, and they reported this fact to the boy. The boy came and saw, he became very angry. And who has done this? Whoever he may be, very much I curse him that we will die on seventh day. We can alive only for 7 days. After that he will die. Then his parents, after his parents, their father could hear this. And the boy said, Father, who has a dead snake surrounded your neck and went away? I have cursed him that he can survive only 7 days. And on the end of 7 days, Vakshaka must come and bite you. Boys were ignorant, and he is the king of ours. And It is our duty when anybody comes to our ashram and asks a little water. Water is available everywhere. So little water we could not be able to give him. He is the king. He was thirsty. Just water we could not give. So our committed offense. Now you have given this sort of curse, he will die. After 7 days, he will die. Then the country, the whole Nepal will be protectionless. Nobody will protect you. No. Now as you are calmly and quietly, you are performing your daily duties. But after his demise, you cannot do that. No protection he will get, boy. Your young child does not know all these things. Oh Lord, please excuse the boy and cancel his curse. There he had at his capital, he heard about this curse. Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj thought, oh Lord, it is not curse, it is a boon. The boy has given him a boon. He said, Lord, I must not survive. I must die because I have done the greatest dishonor and greatest offense at the feet of a revered rishi. Rishi, I must not survive, I must be killed. So immediately, without any arrangements of the state about the administration, about the empire, nothing he thought. And directly he went to Sukarta in Bihar district. Bihar state, Sukarta place. There he sat. And he was determined that till the end of 7th day I will never take anything, neither food, nor water, nor no sleep. Determined. And the news broadcasted throughout the country. All the great rishis, Rajarshis, Devarshis, Maharshis, all of them have come back, surrounded him. And Maharaja will go away. We cannot enjoy peace anymore. Now we also will die. And now he asks all the rishis. He asks, no sir, I request you all, Ganga Devi is here and you are all great saints are here. And my request is that in 7 days I must achieve the Supreme Lord's place. How can I? You all, please tell me the procedure. They told according to their will and according to their experience many different types of prayers. Some said you continue prayaschitta, some said you do fasting, and some said you do this or do that, yajna, but he was not satisfied with their answers. They are also great people, but he was waiting. He was waiting for the mercy of the Lord Krishna, who was the savior of Pandavas, his ancestors, Pandavas. Now the Lord Krishna must help me. And at the moment of death, I have none. I am helpless. Who can help me? Krishna must come to me. And I am waiting for Krishna's proposal, what Krishna wants to do. So thinking immediately, Sukadeva Goswami came there. When Sukadeva arrived, the naked body, a boy of 15-16 years, and he's having with boys, playing with boys, he came. And he saw Parikrit Maharaj Sukadev, and he said, here, Sannidhyati Mahajogin, Patakami Mahantapi, Tadyo Nasyanti Vaipunsam, Vishnuri Vasuryatara. Your arrival, by your arrival, all my sins have gone away. I am now sinless, because the sight itself drove all the sins in my heart. When fighting is there between demigods and demons, the Lord comes and supports demigods. When the demons saw that the Lord has come to support them, we cannot fight, you will be killed. Let us run away. So they run away. Like that, like demons, all my sins ran away. I am not free. And now you are my savior. I have got 7 days blood time. After 7 days, I will die. In these 7 days, how can I achieve the highest bliss and highest plane, jagatva nanivartante? There from I will never return again. And you will please bless me, sir. Then he said, Maharaja, you have got 7 days. 7 days. No fear, I will save you, and within these 7 days I will make your heart pure, and you will attain the perfection and reach Vaikuntha. Khatvanga, within 2 hours or 1 hour, 1.5 hours, he attained Vaikuntha. Khatvanga, in previous days, Khatvanga king, who supported in the war between demigods and demons, he supported all the demigods. Then they won the war. After demigods asked Khatvanga, through your help, we could be able to conquer all the demons. Now we want to give you some boon. What boon do you want? Anything you can ask except salvation. And what do you want? Then he said, yes, I will tell you that. Please tell me, how long can I survive in this world? Then the demigod told him that we have got 1.5 hours only. So I have got only 1 hour or 2 hours, say. And after 2 hours, you will drag me. Now 2 hours, you can give me Indra's throne and ask me to sit there, I will sit. After 2 hours, he will come down. Please. So now, in this shortest time, how can I eat Vaikuntha? Please help me. Yes, they say, we will recommend you. We will recommend. And we will pray the Lord and recommend you. Definitely, in this short period, you will reach people done. And they have done that. And Khatvanga reached Vaikuntha. And you have got 7 days, Maharaja. God is not afraid. I take the responsibility to send you. So 7 days he spoke. And after the hearing, 7 days not completed. We had a punching means pursue a beast, the beastic mentality. What it is? To take reaction immediately. If you do any harm to a beast, retaliation will be immediately there. So that retaliation, and retaliating mentality I have not. I am free. Because from the beginning only, when you began speaking Bhagavatam, since then I have surrendered to you. I am not afraid of death. Even in this moment if death comes, I embrace it. I am not afraid of death. Now then he will go. So he went away, and while going away, this Kachyapa came there, and while he was coming, Kachyapa was coming, the Kachyapa asked, "Where are you going, friend?" He said, "I am going to bite Parikshit Maharaj." "Where are you going?" "I am also going there." What? "And if you bite, I will give rebirth to him." "You can do?" "Yes." Then he said, "I will, there is a people tree." He bent that people tree. Immediately the leaves of the tree are falling. "Falling." "Yes." "You stop." Then he applied his mantra. When he applied the mantra, then all the leaves were standing as usual. "I pray you not to come, because it is the Lord's will that he should die, and I have to go there and do this. Then you please go away." So he bribed him. He went away, and he, after the Parikshit Maharaj left this body, body is there, but Atma has gone, he has gone. Now the dead body, so this Harinama, so powerful. If we repeat Harinamam or hear Harinamam with submission, it will purify our heart. At Kashi, when Mahaprabhu was discussing with Prakashananda Saraswati, the guru of 1,000 sannyasis, and Prakashananda Saraswati was talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "You are a sampradayika sannyasi. You should follow the sannyasa dharma." What is that sannyasa dharma? Vedanta Bhakti Sadhara Mantra, Kaupina Mantra, Khaluvagya Mantra. We always discuss Vedanta, and you must observe silence. You should not dance with always ignorant fellows. You dance, you sing, you beat a drum, perfectly. Sannyasi should not dance, should not sing, should not beat drums. You are doing the same thing. It is dharma. Then Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, I took sannyas. When I took sannyas, I told my sannyas guru, "Sir, you have given me sannyas, now dictate me Vedanta, I will listen." Then my guru said, "You have no knowledge, you cannot discuss Vedanta. Don't discuss. Murkha tumi tumar nahi Vedanta adhikar." You have no right to discuss Vedanta. And I will give you one mantra. You repeat this mantra. And it is the samam bonam. If you repeat the mantra, you will get the highest, the greatest, the supreme result. Now he began to repeat that mantra. When Mahaprabhu repeat that mantra, then he is unconscious. Sometimes he fell on the ground unconscious, sometimes he weeps, sometimes he laughs, and horripilation and tear coming, rolling on the cheeks, and color changing, and ashtasattika, all the symptoms, external symptoms of a devotee are visible. Then he says, then he went to his guru and he said, "Kiva mantra dila gusai, kiva tar bol, japite japite mantra karila pagal." It's a very fine verse written by Kaviraj Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita. "Kiva mantra dila gusai, Swami, what mantra you have given me? By repeating your mantra, I have become mad, gone mad. I am mad. I cannot sit. I cannot talk. I cannot listen. Untimely, I dance. Untimely, I laugh. I weep. It is the duty of a madman. So now please, what mantra you have given?" Then Guru said, "Yes, I have given you correct mantra. And that mantra, through that mantra you can achieve the supreme, highest position. You got through that mantra. By discussing Vedanta, you cannot get it. By repeating mantra, you got that sublime stage. Nisreyasa karabhu." So, you have made your life sublime. Now you repeat it and make others sublime. Let others also repeat this nama and make it purified. So this is the efficacy of nama. You must do nama always, because it is a practical. Practically Mahaprabhu exhibited, practically. That he went to his guru and he asked, "His guru, guru said, yes, the result of repeating nama is to attain the final stage, Vaikuntha. Jagatva nanivatnanti, radhamam paramam." Where from? The jiva will never come back in the circle of birth and death. That place you can have. So all of you, with all submission, and surrender, repeat nama. It is the Mahaprabhu's, Mahaprabhu's order. Mahaprabhu says, "Kiva Mahaprabhu kahe kahilam ei mahamantra, iha japa gya sabe kariya nirbandha, iha vitya sarva siddhi vaide savar, sarvakshan valoi ke vidhinahiya, ki bhojane, ki sayane, ki ba jagarane, Ahamnesha janta gurusvam balahabhala." All of you do Harinam Sankirtan. You will derive the benefit. Only by hearing and speaking about the glories of the Naam, yes, can we actually experience when we repeat Naam. By repeating Naam, sadhana vina sadhya vastu keha nai paata. Sadhya, sadhana vastu, Saddhavat, unless you practice, unless you do hard labor, you cannot get results without labor. What is that labor? Repeating Namam. How much? Daily? You see, Haridas Thakur used to give 3 lakhs. No one cannot repeat 3 lakhs. I must at least, for a brahmachari, you should repeat at least 1 lakh. If not, if any other services are there, you must do the service and repeat Nama. But Nama is the most important. Without repeating Nama, you did not, should not do other activities. You make it a point that daily I will repeat 15 rounds or 20 rounds, 30 rounds, and after completing only you should take food. Because this is the steadfastness, this is only the hard labor, sadhan, this is sadhan, grace. Now we have to undergo grace. If we do hard labor, then sweating, the body should be sweating. Unless the body is sweating, he is not doing labor. But in your cold countries, sweating is difficult. Cold countries. But in hot countries, sweating comes often. Sweating here, no. You have no summer here. Always winter. That is also in one respect good. But you should not spend your time, waste your time without repeating Nama and keep shouting about worldly matters. Don't. We should not spend our time. That is why in Upadesamritam it is told that Atyahara prayasasya pradalpa nyamana. What is that pradalpa? Pradalpa means repeating anything, preaching anything except Harinama. And that is the Mahaprabhu's order. Mahaprabhu says, you should not speak anything else except Namam. And never allow the listener also to speak. And in the evening you should come and tell me, who is that? To whom? He is Nityananda Prabhu. The Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, and Haridas Thakur in Achar and Prasar, who practices and preaches. We never practice, we preach. We preach, we never practice. We practice, we never preach. Prasar, Achar, Prasar, Name, Karo, Tuikas. But Haridas Thakur, preaching and practicing, all three does. But it is Mahaprabhu's desire that everybody should do practice first, do a Namam first. Because if he does Namam, then Krishna will do all his services. Krishna will enter into your tongue, and whatever you say, that will help the soul, not this body. Gross body and the subtle body under which we are now interned. We are under the control of this gross body and the subtle body. And it will awaken that Atma, Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. It awakens all by speaking Krishna Nama, that we should do Hare Krishna. That takes some Very good. Hari Bol, Hari. We are very glad that all of you, many of you, are young and yes, from the beginning you do Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumara Asir Prajna Dharman Bhagavatam. From boyhood we want to practice Bhagavad Dharma. And if we practice it from this early age, and when you become youth or old, that will help you. But for an old man to practice, continue practice for a long time is difficult. But a young man can do that. From the young stage, if he is applied force, how to do this, he will do it. But when he becomes old, he cannot talk, he cannot walk, he cannot do anything. So, no use. Whatever you first impression lasts long. At the beginning, what we get impression, till the death, we remember it. Now, we are grateful to you all that you are giving us the chance of speaking. Otherwise, we would take rest. It is a waste. We speak, it is a waste. But we are weak souls. And due to physical weakness, we have to take rest. But if pressure comes, definitely, in that weakness also, we must come and do our service. No, it is our duty. What service? Physically we are not doing anything, only your tongue. Tongue is very always active. For hours together, days together, tongue can speak. Tongue doesn't require rest. Only the mouth requires rest. Tongue doesn't require. No, very good. So evening you have got where? Here? Or anywhere? Yes.
In a temple.
Yes. More people come, it will encourage us to speak.
Should invite more people to come, more devotee, more outsider.
No, for new people, new thoughts come. For old people, the same thing will be. Because they are old, they know all these things. But when a new man, he requires some new thoughts. So it will come. It is a present given by the listener. Listener is not satisfied with taking the old thing. He wants new thing. And due to his presence, the speaker also the force to invent that. Because it is an ocean. Our shastras, our Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata, they are ocean. Continuously, day and night, he has to speak about Bhagavata for 7 days. But if you want to speak 7 days Bhagavata, nobody will. He is able to listen. Now they do Bhagavata Saptaha, 7 days Bhagavata. But difficult. So daily 1 hour, daily 1 hour, maximum 1 hour. Because sitting in 1 hour means Sri Jadevi Sarvabhutyesu Nidra Rupena Samsthita. The Devi is here as Nidra, sleep. Then Maya Devi will come. After sitting 1 hour, if they take rest, they will come. So he must be done and must go away. So must get 1 hour daily. And your nama, you repeat nama. Nama also, all of you should repeat at least 16 rounds. 16 rounds is not a great number. You can do it. You can reduce your sleep and do it. 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening, 2 hours. But you must be very regular. Nirbandha, he says nirbandha. Maprayodhvara nirbandha. Particularly you must do. Plain force. You cannot say that I could not do today. I will do today's and tomorrow's. No, tomorrow. But tomorrow he cannot complete. But the laziness, it is only laziness, maya. Maya brings so many obstacles. Now, in the name of service, but he cannot give up food. Food timely he wants. But today I could not able to do Harinamam, I must not eat. And there were many. In Mayapur, there was old, I forgot his name, he was the manager. He had to see all the temples, 9 temples. And in the night, yes, walking, all the day, he may be tired. But to do namam in the night, yes, a pillar. Look to tie to the pillar his tikshika tight. And Hare Krishna. He has been dragged by it. Nobody there. They were all sincere souls. There are Vaishnavas, they practice. He was doing the whole day. He was walking from one end to the other. Whole day, seeing all the temples, visiting all the temples. Because manager had to see. And then study. There's no time to sit and do a nama. Night time, body requires some rest. No, it doesn't give rest. It's a nama. Like that. We must do sadham, sadham. It is called sadham. Sankhya purbhaka nama gana nadehi kalavasani kutau.
Nidrahara vihara.
Nidrahara vihara gada vijito satyanta dino tadu. Nidrahara. No sleep, no food. Satyanta dino. Only one kaupina. No hut. Under a tree they sit. And they write, how many? 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs. Shlokas, they write. Prabhu Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. There are no palace building, no fan, no protection, nothing. When they were writing, when rain falls, the place where they sit, rain never falls upon them. Beyond the tree rain falls, not there. But it is not, it is a credit to them. They have their consciousness so much measured in writing that they do not know whether rain is setting here and there. And to protect them, the rain god never comes and disturbs. They will go. But they have done. All these Goswamis, they have come from Vaikuntha, the Goloka. They are not human beings. And those human beings cannot do such. Raghunath Das Goswami though he gave up food, only to take some curd. And that also he gave it up when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami disappeared. He gave it up. He was only taking little water of Navakunda and performing 1,000 Sastana Namaskars. 1,000 daily. Who can do that? Though we eat all heavy food, we cannot do. Without taking food, water, 1,000. Who can 1,000 fall down and bang? And the devotees, if they say, Father, it is too hard, and now you don't take any food, and why don't you curtail the number, and once or twice, go. Then he said, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. You should encourage me in the service. You are discouraging. So they are not human beings. In human form, all the celestials, they are come, saints, they are come. And the power is not an ordinary material power. It is not the spiritual force they have, they could do. And they do it. No, they have practiced. Say sadhana, they say, badare badare mamar man ati manda. Always wrote manasikya. But you read manasikya, how he chastises his mind, chastising, his caning. Not caning, but the praying. Oh, my mind, you are my brother. I just hold of your feet and beg you always do this. What is the time now?
11:20.
Here? 11:20. Well, we'll take any breakfast here? No. They must have some arrangement there. The new institution and they are busy, repair work. And you have arranged here good, because there open space, there is there. I was afraid of that open place yesterday, was there. And open place. Here now. No wind, no cold. Good.
So we should come here?
If many people come, then we will go with the